And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That is right. We are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. How's it going? I'm Anthony Edmond and joined in studio by Brian Cleveland. And we are having a great time. Just counting down the first 10. If you missed that first hour, lots of ways to find the program. So listen in later on and we'll give you that information. But now we're going to get into the top 10. Brian's going to tell you, though, first what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find out that Earshot is the national campus and community radio part published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues, and monthly and yearly top tier countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
That's a great website. Check it out. And you can also contact us a few ways online. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and great ways to get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. You can contact us and we will do a feature for you in amongst the countdown, as we do from time to time on weeks that we have some extra time. This week, no features though, just plugging away, counting them down from 20 to number 1. Coming up in a little bit, Brian's going to have your lowdown. And we want to let you know that coming up next week, so this show is recorded and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And coming up next week, November 1st, Friday, November 1st, we will be having our funding drive show. I won't be here, but I'll be calling in, so you'll all still get to hear my beautiful voice out there in Radio Land to all of the wonderful partners who just canceled the show because I called it my beautiful voice. They were like, nope, that's the straw. That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Surely that would not have been the straw.
What do you think it would be? No, don't say. But yeah, you can make donations. You can donate if you want to do it now. You can do it. You can do it during the show. And all your donations go to help keep the station alive and keep programs like this chugging along. And best of luck and congratulations to all of our campus and community radio partners who have been doing or are going to be doing their funding drives as well. It's really important.
Funding drive season, you know.
It is the season.
A lot of folks. If you're listening to this program, it is definitely currently the funding drive week at Local 107.3 FM, but our funding drive show is going to be held next week on November 1st. So you can tune in live then, or you can make donations anytime at localfm.ca/donate and use PayPal. You can do credit card or however other PayPal-y ways that you want to do.
PayPal-y.
Yeah, we really appreciate some support of the program wherever you're listening. And also, you should support your local campus and community radio station as well.
All right, let's kick it off. Number 10.
All right, you're going to hear from Deer Take a track called Mr. Sticks. They're all the way up to number 10 for number 19, and their latest record is called Negativity. B.A. Johnson falls from number 6 to number 9. You're going to hear a track called I Feel Like Wesley Snipes from his record Mission Accomplished. And by the Albertans, their latest is called Dangerous Anything. They're at number 8, up 2 spots. And you're going to hear a track called L Friend.
Mr. Six thinks you should stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 10.
Keep it so. Yeah, keep it narrow. Come and see the ugly things that life can bring. I'm out of my skull. My edge is dull. I'm waiting for a date and a claim. Mr. Sticks, with a hug and a kiss, you may say goodbye to all you've ever known. Mr. Mist, with a life like this, I've ever known.
When your wallet is so empty, save your weekend, take back your empty. You can take your dad's Toyota Camry. Don't spill stale beer on his upholstery. Labatt 50, I love you, you were there from the start. It's just too bad that we grew apart. Ribbon, the price is right, but that heartburn, it keeps me up at night. Head down to the Dundurn beer store, wish they sold Molson Pilsner. Head down to the Dundurn beer store, 12 pack and a sub from Murph's next door. When your wallet is so empty, save your weekend, take back your empties. You can take your dad's Toyota Camry. Don't spill stale beer on his upholstery.
Number 8.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was the L Burtons with L Friend from their latest record, Dangerous Anything. They rise two spots to number 8 this week. Falling to number 9 from number 6 was B.A. Johnston from Mission Accomplished. You heard a track called I Feel Like Wesley Snipes. And starting off that set was Mr. Sticks by Deer Tick. They're at number 10 this week, all the way up from number 19 with the new album, Negativity.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation, and now we're into the top 10. We're going to keep that countdown going, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 7.
At number 7, it's Churches They Raise from number 12. You're going to hear a track off of the album, The Bones of What You Believe, called Night Sky. After that, you're going to hear from Tall, Tall Shadow, which is also the title of Badger Boulay's new record, which is at number 6, down from number 4.
Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 7. Number 6. Earshot 20.
Be true, I'll be gone.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Tall Tall Shadow, the title track from Baji Boulay's new record, which is at number 6 this week, falling from number 4. And before that, at number 7, from number 12, it was Churches. Their debut is called The Bones of What You Believe, and you heard a track called Night Sky.
All right, a break from the charts right now as we bring you a segment that lets you know what's creeping into the charts under the top 20, but on the top 50 of earshot-online.com. We call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
At number 48 this week is the Blind Boys of Alabama, 5-time Grammy Award-winning gospel legends, and they released their new Justin Vernon-produced album, I'll Find a Way. At number 47, Great Lakes Swimmers frontman Tony Decker releases his debut solo album, Prayers of the Woods. At number 44, Innocence is album number 11 for New York-based producer, musician, and DJ Moby, featuring vocalists including Wayne Coyne, Mark Lanegan, and Damian Dorado. Days Are Gone is the much-anticipated debut from the LA indie rock trio Haim, and they're at number 42. At number 41, Pup, the Toronto unit who previously gained some traction as Topanga, released their eponymous debut. At number 37, it's been a year since Toronto-based outsider pop artist Meg Remy released her stellar Slim Twig-produced debut, Gem, as US Girls, and it's now followed up with a 4-song EP, Free Advice Column. At number 30, debuting that spot this week is Montreal-based electronic musician Tim Hecker, releasing his 7th solo record, Virgins. At number 28, Halifax psych drone and post-punk troupe Cross and their debut album Obsidian Spectre hits the charts at number 28. And Canadian rapper Shad releases his 4th album, Flying Colors, and that closes out the debuts at number 24.
Thanks for that, Brian. And so there you have it. That's what's debuting on the charts, so could hear from them in the next couple of weeks. And I know we mentioned this last week, but I feel like I want to mention it again because I find it a little entertaining that Topanga changed their name because of the rebirth of the Boy Meets World, I guess you'd call it rebirth of the series. Now it's Girl Meets World. And it's Topanga and Corey's kids. I remember watching that when I was a kid. Not a bad show.
It was one of my favorites.
Grown up?
Oh, yeah. All those TGIF shows. Spring and Teenage Witch.
And you knew, Boy's World. And you knew you didn't have to go to bed early because you wouldn't have to get up for school the next day. That's beautiful. Anyway, well, I find it entertaining. You can also, maybe understand why you would do it, but we'll see. Maybe they'll change their name back. Maybe people probably will be not. Like, no, Pop's no good. Go back to Topanga. Bring Topanga back. I'm going to start a campaign. Join me?
No.
All right, then. Fine. How about we do some more music, then?
All right. You're going to hear last week's number 1 falling down after a couple weeks topping the charts. It's Nico Case. She's at number 5 this week. And you're going to hear a track called City Swans.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 5.
Baby, come out and meet you in the street at the place by the old fire station. We'll get something to eat like we talked about. Baby, come down. It's been a while now. I got so many things I could tell you if my stubborn mouth I'm
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Royal Canoe at number four, rising one spot this week from Today We're Believers, their latest record, and a track called If I Had a House. And before that, you heard Nico Case falling from a few weeks at number one to number five. Her newest record's called The Worst Things Get, The Harder I Fight, The Harder I Fight, The More I Love You. And you heard a track called City Swans.
And three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another countdown is over. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edman. That's Brian Cleveland. We count down the top 20 every week from earshot-online.com. You should check out that website. Lots of great things on there, lots of features, and things that would probably interest you. So head on over to the site and check it out. Brian's going to let you know what's sitting at number three.
At number three, they're up from number seven. It's Said the Whale from the album Hawaii. You're going to hear a track coming up next called Willow.
Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number three.
Number two.
Let my conscience You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
You got me hanging by a string. You got me swinging from a cord. And I know you'll try to reel me in when I walk out the door. I tried to leave you once before. I tried to leave you twice. And by the time the sun is gone,
it's the Earshot 20.
That was our number one this week. It's the Sadies. Their new record's called Internal Sounds. It's all the way up from number two the week before. And you heard a track called Story 19. Before that, you heard In Kind by Braids. They rise another spot to number two. And their latest record's called Flourish Perish. And starting off that set at number three all the way up from number seven was Said the Whale. Their new album is called Hawaii. You heard a track called Willow.
And just like that, another countdown is complete for another week. I'm Anthony Edmond. That's Brian Cleveland. And we are recording and broadcasting live out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here. We do it every week, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on Fridays. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many of our great campus, community, and online radio station partners. And we thank them all for airing the program. You can also find this program on radioforall.net if you'd like to download this program or any of our other programs to listen to again. It's radio4all.net. Just search Earshot 20. You can also podcast this show on iTunes. I'd like to remind you that next week is funding drive for Local 107.3 FM. Actually, it kicks off today. And if you're listening to this live, October 25th, Friday. You're going to get that in just a little bit. That kickoff is going to happen. And next week for the program, the Earshot 20, I won't be here. However, Brian will be in studio and with our guest host, Wayne Hansen. And they'll be taking pledges, calls, whatever you want to do. So if you've ever had the want to call in next Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, you can even listen to it online, localfm.ca, and you could call into the booth live.
November 1st.
November 1. You could do it. All right. Thanks very much for tuning in. Thanks to all of our partners for carrying the program. Stick around because there is more great programming on the way. It's the Earshot 20. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.